Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number 603-283-6160. We're going to go into your calls and thoughts. And also, Aria, I think you got an update on the Chinese lockdowns, which are back. We got into that over the weekend. It seems like they never really went away.
Well, it does.
They did. For instance, we talked a lot about Shanghai earlier this year. A lot of Shanghai did unlock, as I understand it. They got to their, quote-unquote, zero COVID levels.
But the Chinese lockdowns as a whole, it just moves from one province or one city
Correct.
To another.
Correct. And in fact, they're actually coming back. Shanghai is one of the cities that is now being re-locked down in this new lockdown happening.
Are they restricted from moving from where they live? Because if I lived in Shanghai, I would move as soon as it was over.
Well, that's one of the interesting questions, Bonnie. So
they've got to be on the edge of mass suicide.
That we're already having huge levels of suicides during the first lockdown. I mean, people were literally jumping from their apartment windows. And
I mean, what else can
themselves.
You do?
There are multiple videos coming out, like, daily of that happening. So, well, I want to get into that, but first we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico to start things out here. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up that our city of Albuquerque, they're going to be getting 1,100 brand-new real-time cameras to put along bus routes and bus stops and inside buses, in addition to the cameras that we have now.
Okay.
So that's just mind-blowing. And, I'm all for this because there's been a lot of bus drivers that got assaulted over and over.
Mm.
And, like I said, my problem is that I can't even – they don't even stop for me. The people that want to ride the bus, they don't even stop. Because of our loiterers, they panhandle, they sit there and drink, get shade, they smoke, they just hang out all day long, take naps.
But and you think cameras are going to somehow stop this?
Well, that's the, of course. That's the complaint.
Is it illegal to hang out at the bus stop?
Well, technically it is illegal because you're supposed to be there to be catching the bus. But everybody uses it for everybody else, and so that even.
But why is it going to help if there are cameras? I mean, if any cop drives by, they will see people hanging out at the bus stop. I mean, how hard could it be to catch someone?
Yeah, the cops driving around can't be watching the real-time cameras, so.
But they can look at the bus stop, and they can see people standing there.
And if they get hassled, couldn't they just say, I'm waiting on the bus?
Yeah, they could.
But the thing is that, you know, thanks to guys like you, nobody wants to be a security guard. Nobody wants to be a police.
You're
so
welcome.
You beat them up on your show. yeah.
Man, I wish it was just Free Talk Live that was responsible for that. I know you love giving us credit for things that we really probably have very little effect on, Sarah, but the reason why people don't, I think a lot of the reason why people don't want to be cops is because cops have created their own bad reputation.
I'm proud of you, though, Sarah. You didn't call in and say, we're getting a bunch of new security cameras tonight.
Really? Yeah.
I noticed that too. She said, the city of Albuquerque.
Yeah, she did. She has
good.
Separated herself, at least tonight, temporarily, mentally, from the entity that is the city of Albuquerque.
Nice
she
job.
Recognizes that she is not the city of Albuquerque.
Bravo, Sarah. Bravo.
Yeah. But anyway, we have a severe officer shortage, but more so than other states. I mean, this is like a national problem. Nobody wants to be a security. Nobody wants to be a police. So they have to get these cameras that watch these. And so I guess when it gets bad, they'll send people out.
But if there's a shortage, where will the people come from?
Yeah, I don't know who watches the problem. But what I wanted to explain about that loiterer.
But wait a minute. Who watches the watchers, though?
I have no idea who's gonna be hired to scan.
Why don't you take that job? I mean, you say that you're a bipolar person and therefore you cannot work. And by the way, I did get an email about you, Sarah, regarding that your statement from someone who is diagnosed bipolar. We actually know him personally. I don't know if I should say who he is, but somebody we know, somebody who's been on this show many years ago, and he says he works 50 hours a week, and he's got no problem working.
Why do you paint like everybody with a broad stroke? Some people that are very intelligent, that are capable, you'd be surprised they are on disability. I was shocked. Because it looks like there's nothing wrong with them.
No one said you're not intelligent, Sarah. We said you're lazy.
Yeah,
this guy's got bipolar. You've got bipolar. He works. You don't.
Well, but who are you to judge me? I live my life the way that I want to.
We're the people paying for you. That's who we are to judge you.
I bring up all these bus security issues. I'm trying to put up.
See, she's adding value to the community.
See, we do that because Ian created this radio show, and it's actually, caused a lot of value for people all over the country. You know, it's not really that impressive that you call into it. It's not a job.
Why can't you sit there and monitor these bus video feeds? Why can't you, as somebody who's bipolar, do a job that basically doesn't involve any human interaction? Your job would be to sit there and look at bus stop feeds and identify things that are in theory wrong or whatever, and then probably file some stupid report.
Well, here's the thing. I've explained my disability to Social Security, so you have no right to disclose. What I do not want to disclose about myself. I'm intelligent. I might be.
It's a good excuse for doing nothing, Sarah. You're just making excuses for being lazy. Sarah, you disclosed your bipolar disorder.
That's true. She told us that.
Yeah, we didn't disclose that.
Okay, you're not entitled to explain everything about my disability.
No, you're right. Yeah, and you don't have any obligation to explain yourself, but it really just makes you look pathetic. I mean, it makes you look like you're just cooking up excuses for being a lazy bone.
Speaking of cooking up, I asked her why she couldn't just...
I've been homeless for 10 years before I got disability. I wasn't...
Some homeless people work. My mom has a store in downtown Sarasota, Florida, and she has hired multiple homeless people over the years. Some of them have been quite reliable.
Well, I mean, that's them. Other people's got other problems.
Right, so the fact that you're homeless is not a reason why you can't work. So just blow that one off.
Wait a minute. I was homeless for 10 years. So this is giving me money so that I could get off the street, I could pay rent and buy food. So what is so wrong with that? Do you want me to be wandering around at the homeless camp?
Couldn't you have just gotten a job to pay rent, though? I mean, that's the disconnect we're having here, right?
If I had a job, why would they be giving me a check? I have no work history since I cracked up and got put in the mental hospital. I got no work history for...
McDonald's doesn't care now.
I've been to a mental hospital before, and I can still work.
Okay, you can work, but I can't.
Yes, you can. And McDonald's will hire anyone with a pulse right now, Sarah.
That is what they call a self-fulfilling prophecy, Sarah. When you say you can't do something, it turns out that it's true. So you've created that for yourself.
You could just say that I can work, and then you would be able to work.
If there was nothing on earth.
No problem. Look, if I could do what you're telling me to do, don't you think I would have a job?
No, because you're lazy.
You're using me.
What were you saying, Bonnie?
I got other problems that you guys don't understand. It's none of your business to understand because I've explained my disability to you. What I chose to let you guys know. You don't need to be pestering me. You're not a Social Security, what is this, assessor?
You're on our phones talking about why you don't work and
why. And she's also always advocating for how people, the government should spend other people's money. She doesn't make any money, and she's all for the government adding 1,100 new cameras that we're just trying to figure out how they will be of service to anyone to begin with, and she wants to have these meetings with senators and get them to buy more red light cameras and whatever these other cameras are called, and she doesn't work, but
she doesn't pay for it.
And she gets money from the government, which is the people, really. I mean, it's the people that give the money to the government, and she's saying that it's none of our business to know why she can't work when she's just bipolar. I have a friend who's bipolar, has had plenty of jobs in her life.
But can she keep a job?
I don't live
there. Kind of fly off the handle and they walk off the middle.
Well, you go fly off the handle then.
Well, there's plenty of jobs out there that you could work a different job every day for the next 3 months and probably not run out.
The bipolar guy I know has held down this job for a very long time, so I don't buy the whole claim that you can't work if you're bipolar. Thanks, Sarah, for the call. There's more coming up about...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up in just about a month or so from now, October 21st through the 23rd in the beautiful city of Prague, it's going to be Free Cities Foundation's annual conference entitled Liberty in Our Lifetimes, the second year for this event. This year's theme is going to be Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. You can get 20% off of your tickets by using code FTL20. Just go to lifetimeliberty.com to learn more about the festival there and get your tickets now for October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. You'll get to see our very own Mark Edge. He'll be speaking at that conference, and you get the discount code FTL20 to save 20%. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, and then we're going to get into what's going on in China. Aria, you've got an update on the Chinese lockdowns that are continuing. In the Western world, a lot of the Western world, there's no real issues right now with crazy coronavirus crackdown stuff that we've been covering, you know, for the last 2 years. But in China, it's still full-on insanity to the max. And you talked about people jumping out of buildings in the last segment. I just went over to the Northrop Gundam channel on Twitter, and the very first video I saw was somebody jumping from a building in the looks like the Uyghur area in Turkestan. So the videos are continuing to come, and this individual apparently suffered from starvation and decided that rather than starve, they were just going to go ahead and jump to their doom. So it's just no shortage of this
horrifying
out there. We'll dig further into that. But first, Jack is on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
I'm calling in to defend Sarah from New Mexico.
Really? Okay.
What is New Mexico doing to her?
Hold on a second, please. She calls herself a communist. We know she's not. She has obviously depression issues and issues, calling in radio stations, all kinds of stuff. And she said something really good that I think, honestly, was a great debate point. She said, you're painting her with a broad stroke. She's kind of an innocent, funny chick calling in about traffic laws in Albuquerque. And you guys called her some, like, really mean names, you know? And
well, she's been calling in you know, like, a really long time. It's not like we just met, like, just encountered this lady.
What was the mean name that we called her?
Lazy.
She is lazy.
Could have been numbering, I don't know.
In fact, we said nobody called you stupid, Sarah. We were not calling her stupid, and I wouldn't call her stupid.
If you really want to believe that, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you.
I mean, you can rewind the video and look, but why do you say she's not a communist? Every indication is that she is a communist. That doesn't mean she's not a communist.
She has to be mentally ill to be a communist.
She participates in the triangle programs, which is not a communist thing.
She's in network marketing, so she has given some examples of how she's working in, you know, capitalism.
Isn't she not working? She is just promoting it.
Well, it's her roommate Raymond who I think has the account or whatever, but she's still helping.
Well, when I grew up, I didn't share my feelings with people, and I had a very difficult childhood, and I get picked on and called names and stuff. If I was able to write out of a manifesto of some sort, say, hey, this is what I'm really feeling. Why are you guys calling me these names? And I feel like she's not trying to fight with anybody, and I feel like you guys are going to pick on her.
Well, she is trying to steal money from people to fund her lazy lifestyle, and we never called her stupid, and if you think that, then maybe you should rewind it, or you might be stupid.
She's a
mooch. Maybe you should rewind it. Go back to her.
No, you're the one making the allegations, so you can go back and listen for yourself. I remember you guys were absolutely specific.
I explicitly said that she is not unintelligent.
Yeah, I mean, she has obviously intelligently managed to mooch for the last 50 years or whatever, or 40-something years of her life. Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight.
Jack seems to be off his meds.
I
like you, Jack. I just don't know what the hell that was, man.
He does that all the time. Like, he called me stupid, actually. He called in and, like, really insulted me one day, and then next time he called in, he's all nice to me.
Again.
Like, it's just like, I don't think he has actually any principles. He just, like, has a different personality every day. And
maybe.
Obviously, he has some sort of issues.
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, whatever. If you want to call in and criticize us, it's totally fine.
I just don't understand, you know, where he's coming from, saying that, first of all, we didn't insult Sarah. And that's immaterial if we did. I mean, if we did, honestly, she would probably would have deserved it.
Well, is it an insult to call somebody who's lazy, lazy?
No, absolutely not. Lazy. That's just a fact of who she is as a person. But to say that she's not a communist on top of that because she's mentally okay. As you were about to say, you almost have to be mentally ill to be a communist. If you go to one of these leftist bios on Twitter or whatever, right there beside communist or socialist or whatever, or Marxist, it's going to be a litany of mental health issues.
Anxiety, depression, they, them.
Yeah, so I mean, that sounds about right. Most of the communists that I've ever interacted with were mentally ill.
And it sounds like he's painting with a broad stroke about her anyway, because he doesn't know she's not really a communist. She's called him and said things about why she's a communist, and she really understands, like, the basic things.
I mean, I think
sometimes she surprised me with the stuff that she understands for the fact she doesn't read. She admitted that she doesn't read.
True. I think you can call yourself a communist and be a hypocrite. Right?
Like, well, I'm an anarchist, and I drive on, you know, state roads.
Well, I mean, you have to. What else are you going
to
do?
Sarah has to do some things that are, like, not communist, because she doesn't live in a totally communist place.
Of course, when we've asked her why she doesn't move to a more communist place, she has all kinds of excuses for that, too.
That's because she's lazy.
That's true. All right, so let's get into the latest from China. It is ugly. And has continued to be ugly there with the COVID crackdowns now continuing. They're locking people down again in multiple cities because they have what they call a zero COVID policy. Aria, what's the latest you've seen?
Frantic appeals for food from MSNBC. And medical care are spreading across China in a grim deja vu. Tens of millions of people are put under weeks-long coronavirus lockdowns ahead of a key meeting of the ruling Communist Party.
Hmm.
Now, it suggests that the two things are related, but they may or may not be. It just happens to be that the meeting is coming up. It could be. While much of the world is moving past the pandemic, as we pointed out, it's almost amazing the extent and the completeness with which Western societies have just left coronavirus lockdowns in the past, like it never even happened. They're not talking about it. They're not alluding to it. They're not talking about what a disaster it was or how much it cost the economy. They're not doing any of that.
Some are. There are actually some of the previous promoters of it who have reversed course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah. Well, of course, it doesn't mean they're not going to bring it back at some point.
China remains stuck with leader Xi Jinping continuing orders to maintain zero COVID. These lockdowns are keeping localized outbreaks from spreading. Well, theoretically, I mean, there's no evidence to support that claim.
They're also keeping people from working and keeping people or making people go insane from not being able to leave their apartments and then killing themselves.
They're taking an enormous economic and psychological toll on the population.
Right.
So Xi is about to begin a third five-year term next month, breaking the precedent of stepping down after 2 months. And why wouldn't he? I mean, he's a dictator. He can do whatever he wants. Lockdowns are expected to continue at least through that meeting, which is the 20th National Chinese Communist Party Congress. It's right up Sarah's alley.
When is this happening?
It didn't say.
Because the lockdowns will continue until they have, quote-unquote, zero COVID, which, well, who knows how long that's going to take. We'll continue with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You USA Radio News.
15,000 nurses from the Twin Cities and Duluth began a three-day strike on Monday. It's believed to be the largest private sector nurses strike in American history. The strike is affecting seven healthcare providers and 15 hospitals. Nurses are seeking a 30% pay hike spread over 3 years. The hospitals are countering with a 12% hike over the same period. The Washington Post reporting that the Justice Department signaling that it would accept former Chief Federal Judge Raymond Deary as the special master that would pave the way for a document review of what the Justice Department seized from former President Trump's Florida estate. Ukrainian troops are continuing to gain ground on the Russians all the way to the country's northeastern border. A spokesman for the Ukrainian military says they have a number of prisoners of war in their custody. Wall Street ended positively ahead of an inflation report. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Please head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with more of your phone calls and then more about what's happening in China with the lockdowns continuing. They've brought them back in Shanghai. There's another city that we talked about over the weekend that I'm forgetting the name. Chulin, I think, is what it was, that is being cracked down upon as well. People are forced to stay in their homes. But there's actually a state propaganda channel that I watched over the weekend, where they've got this English-speaking, handsome young gentleman who is the host of this. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of the city. I think it's Chulin, but I could be wrong about that. So, sorry if I'm getting it wrong.
Sure,
whatever it is, where Lily Tang Williams is from there, so that's what sort of makes it notable. But this guy, he's like, the whole video is all about how, hey,
hey, you know, things aren't that bad here. Chengu, anyway, he goes, things aren't that bad here. You can leave your apartment. See, I'm leaving my apartment today. I'm going out onto the street.
So crazy. Just what you're saying is ridiculous.
Well, and he is in the streets, and I'm sure he's...
Yes, but he's one of the pre-approved.
He's special.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to make it look like, yeah, if you need to go to the grocery store, it's no problem. You can do that here.
Have to make a video saying that.
No, but it sounds like a great editing opportunity for someone with the time to, like, every few seconds juxtapose that to, like, people jumping out of their buildings and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, those videos of people jumping to their doom are not fakes. Right? These are not deep fakes. These are really people who are trapped in their apartments, so they're literally looking outside all the time. And so when somebody clambers up to the top of the roof and then takes a dive, everyone's watching because there's literally nothing else that they have to do.
That's terrifying.
I guess they could be on their phones or whatever, but if you want to do something else, you look out the window, and that's all you got. So anyway, the guy goes out into the streets, and he shows, pans the streets, and he does reveal that, yeah, there's hardly anyone out there. So, I mean, there's definitely a lockdown going on, but he describes it as a quote-unquote soft lockdown.
So who's this video for?
It's to propagandize to people out there who think that, oh, it's so terrible, people are starving in their homes. No,
that's what I would have thought, that it's for non-Chinese people.
Correct, yes, to encourage people that everything's okay here. We're not horrible monsters in China, even though there's videos from the Shanghai lockdown.
Or it could be other people in other states in China. Just so they don't freak out.
Yes, well, that's the other thing, Bonnie, is some areas are more locked down than other areas. So within any given city, they have different districts, and each district has a certain lockdown level. So if there's a district that has zero COVID, then those people are going to have more freedom to be able to leave their homes versus an area where there have been some detected cases. It could just be a detected case. So it's not clear, based on this guy's propaganda video, what area he's in and whether or not it's more or less open than some of the other areas. But, you know, it's an official government channel, so you know what you're getting into.
There. Lies and propaganda. Yes. The story that I have is about the Xinjiang province, which, I mean, that's where the Uyghur genocide is taking place. So they're already, being oppressed and massacred and genocided there. So when you add on top of that the actual lockdown and all of that kind of stuff, it's going to be significantly worse. But they have all of the machinery already in place because of the Uyghur genocide to make it really easy.
Right, including, I remember we read a story about the Uyghur situation where they have, like, government spies in every neighborhood and all kinds of crazy stuff. Let's go to the phone. So Jamie is on the line in Alabama. Jamie, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I heard that the Wu family group learning black magic and stuff.
Which family?
The royal family.
You mean the royal family? Oh, they're learning black
royal
magic.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like the queen and her family.
Yeah, I've heard about that for a long time. Like, people will say, like, I attended a satanic ritual and it was underground and they killed kids and the Queen of England was there and she was heading the procession. I've heard about that, but I've never seen proof.
Yeah, me neither. Plus, I heard that she was a sweetheart, so how can she?
Well, she's an evil monster.
You heard that she was... What did you say you heard that she was? A slate whore?
Sweetheart.
Oh,
LRN.FM.
Radio, I'm so sorry about that, but I guess she didn't know she was
maybe,
calling
yeah,
radio
because
show.
She calls Beard Talk Live, so Jamie, Beard Talk Live, you can cuss on the radio, but you can't cuss on Free Talk Live because it's on the actual radio. Well, Beard Talk Live isn't on the radio. It's an after show on Saturday nights.
Let's talk more about China. I don't want to talk about the Queen. You know, she's dead. Good riddance.
Good riddance.
Another dictator or whatever, gone. Another total
psychopath.
Power freak. Sicko.
I wish that she took her husband or her son with her. Somehow.
Well, he'll go soon enough. He's 73. He's a man, so.
So some of the worst reports are coming out of, I don't know what that, Ely Prefecture in China's northwestern Xinjiang region, where a lockdown began early last month. We've been locked up in our home for more than 40 days. We are short of everything, especially food, said a resident. The Washington Post is only identifying by one name because of security concerns, but you know, this is the Chinese government we're talking about, dude. Using only one name, they're going to find out exactly who did this. There are so many difficulties, I feel like crying just mentioning them. Gul Nazar, that's the man in question, said local authorities locked their apartment door from the outside and opened it only when medical workers came to do coronavirus tests.
Wow.
So they're literally being locked into their homes. In some cities, neighborhood, and this isn't the first time we've heard about this, of course, they did the same thing in Shanghai with the steel bars that they were putting in front of people's doors and
stuff like that. Some apartment buildings burned down and they were locked in there with the steel bars.
People burned alive, yep.
Horrifying stuff.
That's better than getting COVID.
In some cities, neighborhood communities have delivered free groceries to those in lockdown, but Gul Nazar said their neighborhood committee has been offering only to sell them food at higher than normal prices. And it didn't do so often. The last time the committee came to Gul Nazar's door was 11 days ago, she said.
Jeez.
So not only is her neighborhood committee charging them more, which you would expect in a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, your food's scarce, so you got to pay more for it. But now they're not even coming around.
Wow.
We only eat naan and congee. I don't know what congee is. I know what naan is.
Congee is like a porridge. It's not very good.
Mm. The porridge is exactly the word they use, yeah. Mm-hmm. Referring to flatbread and porridge, there is no milk or vegetables. Others posted online about being unable to take sick children to hospitals, which, you know, that's what you want in a pandemic, is being unable to take sick people to hospitals, as well as about the deaths of family members in lockdowns. The reports were widely circulated on Chinese social media, but could not be immediately verified by the Post. Well, that's because the Chinese government isn't going to let the Washington Post come in and verify reports.
Mm-hmm.
The government apologized Friday for problems in the lockdown response, the Ili government did, and it also rejected some reports as rumors, including one of an old man killing himself. Police announced Sunday that four people had been punished with 5 to 10 days detention for, quote, spreading rumors about the lockdown and warned residents to watch their words. So this person here, I've already got their name, Gul Nazar, I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah.
But she didn't watch her words, and she's out there spreading rumors about the lockdowns. I hope the Chinese government has not identified her. China's official case count remains minuscule, with only 949 locally transmitted cases reported.
In the whole country?
In the whole country. In a population of 1.4 billion, fewer than 1,000 cases. The economic hardship of the lockdowns has drawn widespread complaints from residents who are unable to work and are surviving on dwindling savings. The public dissatisfaction is a challenge for Xi. No, it isn't. He's
oh
a Chinese
God.
Dictator.
I hate when,
yeah.
Like in Germany, that lady said, no matter how hard it gets for the government officials, we're going to have to stick to these rations of energy.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. There's more about China. Chengdu was the city I was trying to think of earlier. And we'll talk about it. You can share your thoughts as well. Coming up on Free.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join the show in the remaining moments, but don't say the F word or we have to very sadly let you go. It is still a broadcast radio show, even though we're on all these other wonderful platforms and internet streams and such. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Hey, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Speaking of those other platforms, we do have an Odyssey channel, and you can go and follow us there. Just go to video.freetalklive.com and follow our channel there. I think you have to create an account on Odyssey, but you ought to, because Odyssey is a great, more freedom-oriented platform that is backed by Library. And Library is an uncensorable, crypto-based video and media sharing, not just platform, but it's also a protocol. So Library is the protocol. Odyssey is the platform. Check out video.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about it over there, and you can follow our channel, and we would certainly appreciate that. And that's, by the way, one of the ways you can get the full show. So, you know, we've made some changes to our podcast recently. We've taken the full radio show out of the podcast, but it's still available over at video.freetalklive.com every single day. Let's go to the phones here. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Bob from West Virginia.
Welcome,
I don't
Bob.
Know if you folks, hey, if you heard that the Democrats in the Congress, both the Senate and the House, have petitioned the credit card companies to to consider gun purchases and ammunition purchases as suspect and to follow them closely and to keep a database of people that actually buy firearms and ammunition. I don't know if you heard that.
I did. I did see the headline. I didn't get into the details on it, but yeah, I saw the headline that...
Is it happening or is it
just... It's happening, yeah. Wow. Credit card companies
it's
are starting
right
to...
right now. In fact, Visa protested at first. Then they said, we're mistaken. Yes, we'll go along with it.
Yeah, so they're starting to label and categorize the ammo purchases, as you said. And that'll make it easier for governments to do investigations on
now,
people.
Is this credit cards or credit and debit? Because I know sometimes they're lumped together.
Probably both.
It's Visa, MasterCard, Amex.
Right. Remember, whether it's debit or credit, it's Visa and MasterCard that they have their logos on all of those cards, so it doesn't matter.
Right. So what they're doing is, if you should buy a firearm, your name will be in a database, and... Your purchase will also be in the database. It would be tracking how much you buy firearms and ammunition.
Wow.
More reason to use
your name attached to it.
Peer-to-peer crypto. More reason to use peer-to-peer crypto, gold,
and
cash, even, and buy in real life.
I know that, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there are what they call market days where people will get together in the Liberty community and offer various things for sale. That could be ammunition, could be, you know, meats and fruits and veggies or coffee or whatever. There's all kinds of different things that people have made available with these things. So buying person-to-person is probably going to be the safest way to make these purchases in the future.
They're also trying to get the vendors that do sell firearms, like Cabela's and so forth, to actually log the cash purchases as well. So they're going after everybody pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, the government, this is the way fascism works, right? You get a socialist country or whatever, and they just have their database themselves. But that's not what the U.S. government does. They're smarter than that. They're going to outsource that to other companies like Visa, MasterCard, and stuff like that, and get them to do the dirty work. That way the government doesn't, they don't need a law to create this national database of gun buyers and ammo buyers anymore.
They wave the regulation wand.
Well, they don't even need regulation. They just need to be able to pressure the credit card companies like Visa and MasterCard into doing it.
I believe they have. We have the freedom of privacy that was established through the Supreme Court.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
It was, but I'm just saying that if that's the case, then it's actionable in court. People would get together and say, hey, wait a second, you're invading my privacy. I don't necessarily need you people to know and follow my purchases.
Well, unfortunately,
they do that with everything, though. Like right now, they do that with just regular receipts. They can get people's information off of it. Like they don't have to have an excuse. They do it all the time, and
I suspect Visa does have the right to track your purchases.
Well, right, and that's the point that I think Aria was making, Bob,
like
is that what
being suspect.
The point Aria was making is, you probably don't have the right to sue over this because you're using a private company's service. It's not a government violation of your privacy if it's being done by Visa or MasterCard. Even though we know it's being done for the government, at the behest of the government, to please the government, it's still not being done under a regulatory or law-based sort of thing, and so therefore it's just all voluntary.
I understand.
Yeah. Is that right?
Well, here's the thing, too. It was the Congress that petitioned them. The government itself petitioned these people. So you could say they're a cat's paw or an agent of the government to be doing such.
You can try to make the argument, and you know, I hope somebody spends the million or whatever, $2 million they would need to hire the lawyers. Maybe NRA or one of the other groups can do that. But you know, the best solution is to get out of the United States and secede from the U.S. as far as West Virginia or New Hampshire or wherever it is. Just leave this stupid union behind and actually embrace freedom. Thank you, Bob, for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention because it is definitely an important issue, and people may not have heard that news, so thanks for sharing it.
And as Bonnie mentioned, hopefully there's somewhere online where you can buy ammunition with cryptocurrency. It seems unlikely, But, you know,
yeah, no, they have that.
They do.
There's sites that have that.
Because the government's always alleging that, you know, cryptocurrency can be used by criminals to fund terrorism and all of this other stuff. I was like, I've never seen it do any of that. I didn't even think you could buy guns and ammunition with it.
You can buy ammo. I don't know about guns, but you can definitely buy ammo with crypto out
there.
Well,
if you go into a like, trade show and you can offer someone.
Yeah, but she's talking about like a website that you would be able to actually buy with crypto on, and those do exist. But they're going to still probably collect
also,
your shipping information.
You can use cryptocurrency. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. But you can use cryptocurrency to get to fill prepaid credit cards, I'm pretty sure, on BitRefill. And then you can buy whatever.
That's another option. Although, don't the prepaid credit cards require name and address
information? I don't know. I haven't used that.
So anyway, but let's get back into China a little bit here. I found a video on the Northrop Gundam channel. Again, we were talking about shortages, people not being able to get food while they're on these lockdowns, which are now continuing. They brought them back based on 900-something people with COVID, allegedly, across the entire nation of more than a billion people. I mean, we're talking about, I don't even know what percentage that is, but it's a percentage of a percentage of a percentage. It's a very, very small number of people having COVID, but that's good enough. The Chinese government's cracking down and forcing people into their apartments and not letting them leave. Although in some areas, some people are able to get out under what's called a soft lockdown, and there's video here that has come out. The videos are shocking, right? Like, there's people who are killing themselves. They're jumping to their doom. There have been videos of people burning alive in apartment buildings because the government put metal gates up to block them from leaving the buildings. The building catches fire. There's so many horrible stories. There's the videos that...
That's among the worst, though.
There was some of the worst was the abuse of the animals that has been going on by the white-coated men that work for the Chinese government. But here's what some people are dealing with right now. Northrop Gundam on Twitter reporting, during the COVID famine lockdowns in China's Guiyang, food supplies provided by the communist regime are still in severe shortage. Most other produce arrived, but were already spoiled and then discarded. But civilians can no longer afford to be picky. And then you have footage of what appears to be a group of several, maybe a dozen people, going through garbage cans that have been spilled over, and there's all kinds of greenery coming out of those cans. This is the spoiled and discarded produce that had arrived to be distributed, but it was just the people that received it said, this just isn't worth distributing, so they tossed it into the garbage. Well, people are hungry enough where they're literally going through piece by piece, and they're picking out the things that they think they can stomach, and then taking those home with them because that's how desperate they are for food. They're taking basically partially spoiled, partially rotted fruits and veggies here. It looks like mostly vegetables from what I'm seeing. That's how desperate they are. And luckily they're able to get out into the streets to even do this.
Yeah, and all of that crap can happen here, man.
Mm-hmm. It certainly can. Was there more that you wanted to share?
There's a little bit more. I mean, it basically just reiterates that all the supermarkets and small stores where you can buy groceries are obviously closed. The online shopping platforms designated by the government are also having shortages, of course, because everyone is trying to use them at the same time.
Right. You can't even get on the website. It's probably crashing.
So you can't even buy stuff or receive deliveries to these places. It's just... I don't know what China is expecting to accomplish here, but I think it's about 1 in 1 million is their COVID infection rate. If it's fewer than 1,000 and 1.5 billion people, and this is what they're doing, absolutely horrifying.
More crazy videos coming out from detention centers as well. COVID captives in one quarantine hospital in Tibet only get one meal per day. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.com. WayProtein.net. That's BestWayProtein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.